Good evening, Lowell. For tonight's boys varsity basketball game, your sportscasters are Kyle Stauffer, Trey Coulier, Noah Germanesi, and Connor Rapson.
Thank you, Eli. Welcome back to Lowell High School for the second game of a doubleheader. Girls played earlier today where they won 1-point game 35-34 against Cedar Springs. Now we have the boys varsity matchup between the 5-4 Cedar Springs boys and the 3-7 Lowell Red Arrows. And Trey, why don't you get us started with Cedar Springs starting lineup?
For Cedar Springs Red Hawks starting lineup, 0, Connor Shotko. Number 3, Seth Williams. Number 4, Keenan Hullinger. Number 5, Caden Dreyer. And to round it off for Cedar Springs, number 20, Merrick Olenek.
Thank you, Trey. The head coach is Jason Marley. All black uniforms pretty much for Cedar Springs. And now for your Lowell Red Arrows starting lineup. Number 1, Morgan DeCavers. Number 2, Will Mrozinski. Number 20, Durandon Baker. Number 21, Lucas Charbonneau. And to round it up, number 30, Ian Walters, coached by Brian Powell. And that will be your starting lineups for today between Cedar Springs and Lowell as Lowell looks to sweep Cedar Springs. Trey, what's your take on this game?
Well, honestly, I just hope this one's as good as the last game. Cedar Springs got off to a quick 10-0 start right away on Lowell. Lowell came back, came down to a last-second heave down the court for the Arrows to waste the clock to get a 1-point victory. As down for the tip is Ian Walters and Merrick Olenek, two bigs for this team.
Olenek for Cedar Springs, Walters getting a start. Tip off to DeCavers, as he'll take it up as just left of the center logo. Over to Mrozinski. Mrozinski over to Charbonneau. Charbonneau right corner to DeCavers. DeCavers to Walters at center. Walter able to get it off. DeCavers from free throw line, heavily guarded off the backboard, no good. And tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Olenek. Inbounding it for Lowell was Baker. Baker to DeCavers. DeCavers for three. That one falls. Run, spin around the rim, but it falls. 3-0 Lowell lead. Looking for the three of his own is Williams. That one no good. Tipped off the hands of Baker and in the paint floater. No good for two. That one was by Dreyer. Charbonneau drives in right side. Peels back out. Gets it over to Walters at the free throw line. 7:08 remaining in the first quarter, 3-0 lead. Charbonneau going for the pass. It's tipped up in the air. And it'll be Charbonneau last touch, they say. Caden Dreyer also going for the ball.
Yeah, that one could have gone either way. It's the last touch by Charbonneau. So Cedar Springs basketball is the Arrows on top 3-0 with 6:55 to play in this first quarter.
Williams passing it in to Hollinger. Hollinger to the right corner for Shotko. Over to the left wing for Dreyer. Dreyer left corner, stands Williams. Hollinger trying to pass it out to the right corner, tipped out of bounds by Will Mrozinski in front of the little bench. Charbonneau thinking it was Lowell's ball. Inbounding it is Shotko. Williams for three from the left wing. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound going to Mrozinski. Baker. Spin move picks it up at the elbow. Walters going for a three in the wing. No good. Rebound into the hands of Dreyer. Dreyer to Shotko. 6:17 remaining in the first quarter. Shotko for three. That one no good. Three's not able to fall for Cedar Springs so far, as they've had a lid on their bucket. Baker, left side, layup underhand, good. Off the backboard, 5-0 Lowell lead. Hollinger takes it right side, picks up his dribble to the right corner for Williams. Williams three, finally able to find some points on the board as Cedar Springs, as they now lead remove the deficit to 5-3. The Cavers double teamed, and we'll get a timeout called by Lowell. His head coach, that's Brian Powell. It will be a quick 30-second timeout. And Trey, with that timeout, why don't you give us some of our WRWW sponsors?
Thank you to Kathy and Gary Kemp, Raised Up LLC, My Hometown Furnishings, Bernard's Ace Hardware, Michael Curtis Farm Bureau Insurance Agency. Those are some of our platinum donors. Thank you for sponsoring WRWW. As they're in a 30-second timeout currently. Mole on top, 5-3 right now. Very good-looking basketball up to this point. As the Cavers has one shot good along with Duran and Baker underneath. As Thomas Hayes is now in the game for Lucas Charbonneau.
Cavers double teamed. Gets it over to Thomas Hayes. Hayes left side. Over to Mrazinski. He'll go up. Foul called. A little too much contact as a shove called.
As the other Walters, Joshua Walters, will come out on the court. Lowell has a big group out right now, being Joshua Walters, Ian Walters, Thomas Hayes, Morgan McCavers, and Duran and Baker all currently on the court. Three of their tallest players are out there.
Mrazinski looking. Gets inbound to Cavers. Step back three. No good. Just short. Flying in for the rebound. And able to get it off is Hayes. Sorry, Baker. That is, and they'll bring it, reset it. Baker over to Ian Walters. Ian Walters to Cavers. 5:05 remaining in the first quarter. Cavers to Ian Walters under the basket. Tries to put up the shot. No good. Just not able to get his arm up quite. As Hollinger will bring it back down. Tipped out. And it'll be turnover back down to Lowell. Fast break for Lowell. That's Baker leading the fast break to the Cavers. And go for kind of a 360 layup. No good, but fouled on his way up. He go to the line for two.
They'll say that foul was on Connor Shotko, senior. Be his first on the night as two look to check in for Cedar Spring. That's going to be Ian Stearns alongside Evan Mattson.
Cavers first shot up and good.
There's no subs for the Arrows right now.
4:49 remaining in the first quarter, 6-3. Lowell lead by three. DeCavers looking to make it a 4-point lead with this free throw. Shot no good, it remains 6-3. Shoko over to Williams, back to Shoko. Dearn. Left corner for Mattson. Mattson back over to left corner for Shoko. Shoko for three. No good. Hits the rim and goes back and hits a supporting bar for the backboard. So a turnover towards Lowell. Cavers. Able to draw the foul, guarding him too much with Stearns. .424 remaining in the first quarter, 6-3. Lowell lead, third foul of the quarter for Cedar Springs. The Cavers behind the back, and he'll get tripped up. All by himself down court is Williams, as he'll put up a layup. Makes it a 1-point game, 6-5. Lowell lead. Cavers forced to pick up his dribble, playing the trap once again. Back-to-back games we've seen where Lowell's been forced to face a full court trap. It seemed to work. See if Lowell can avoid it this time. And the turnovers it causes them. DeCavers, right side after a fake left. Gets it over to Baker. Baker for three, no good. Trying to go for the rebound was Josh Walters. Just not able to come down with the grip as he'll tip it out of bounds at the baseline. 3:44 remaining in the first quarter. 1-point Lowell lead against Cedar Springs.
Currently, Dick Cavers has four on the night for the Arrows up to this point, and all five for Cedar Springs. That's Seth Williams, a sophomore starter, for this Red Hawks team.
Stearns over to Mattson. Mattson to the right corner for Shoko. Shoko passing it back out to Mattson. Loses grip, but able to come back down with it. Stearns to the right wing, driving in is Shoko. No good through contact, no foul, and it'll go out of bounds, tipped by Lowell. Lowell student section not agreeing with the call. Inbounding it will be Mattson. He's a senior. Think about three from the inbound pass with Shoko on the left corner, sides against it with 3:09 remaining in the first quarter. Down by just one is Cedar Springs. Shoko at center. Goes left wing over to the left corner is Williams. Shot no good. And rebound tipped right to Baker's hands. Baker brings it up left wing quickly, slows it down. In corner for Lowell is Thomas Hayes. Hayes to Ian Walters in the right corner. And Hugh lose his dribble, just going out of bounds, tightly defended by Merrick Olenek. 2:40 remaining in the first quarter. Three fouls for Cedar Springs, none on Lowell. Cedar Springs looking to erase a one-point deficit. Mattson, left wing, goes right. Sides against it to Shoko, back to Mattson for three from the left wing. No good, rolling from the back of the rim. Lowell rebounds to Cavers. Brings it up. Thinks about three, decides against it as he's quickly shut down. And we Baker drives into the wing. Over to Hayes for three. No good. Rebound to Josh Walters. Walters drives in, tries to go behind the back layup. No good, but he's fouled on his way up, so he'll go to the line for two. With 2:03 remaining in the first quarter. Fourth foul for Cedar Springs.
And that foul was on number 21, Ian Stearns, his second team fourth, as Connor said. Looking to check in for, it's going to be Keenan Hollinger and Caden Dreyer here after this shot.
Walter's first shot is up and no good. Two substitutions for Cedar Springs. Coming in is Hollinger and Dreyer. Second shot for Josh Walters as he looks to get his first point on the board this game, and that is up and good.
As Will Mrazinski's going to check in for Morgan DeCavers now. DeCavers has four out of the low seven up to this point.
Bringing it up is Hollinger. He's a sophomore. Sophomore starting him and Seth Williams, both in the game currently, as he passes it to Williams. Hollinger left corner, first shot, go right in front of the three-point line. Backs out, drives and backs out and gives it to Dreyer. Dreyer shot, no good. Rebound to Thomas Hayes of Lowell. Baker drives in, tries to pass it back, doesn't see the man guarding. Targos Mrazinski didn't see Williams. As Williams drives, puts up a shot, and that one is good. Tied up once again at 7. 1:26 remaining in the first quarter. Baker to Ian Walters, just left to center. Double team comes in, tipped out of Ian Walters. Mrazinski was there for backup. He'll drive in, picks it up, and dishes it back out. Outside the three-point line, driving in through center is Baker. Shot no good, but they'll call a foul. Say it's a shooting foul, so the fifth of the quarter on Cedar Springs, as they'll send another man to the line for Lowell.
As Lowell goes into the bonus, Lucas Charbonneau is going to look to check in here after Duran and Baker's first shot, I would assume.
First shot up and no good off the back. Lowell not able to do so. Lowell not so hot on their free throw shooting right now, as Ian Walters will come out. 1:05 remaining in the first quarter, tied at 7. No fouls on Lowell so far, as second shot is up and good, and Lowell takes the lead once again, 8-7. Quickly bringing it down is Williams, who gets a pass via Hollinger. Williams in the right corner, right in front of the Lowell bench. High pass intended for Mattson. It's intercepted, though, and Lowell will bring it down. Baker, right wing. Drive center, gets a distraction. Tries to put it off the backboard, no good through contact. And coming down with the rebound is Shoko. Shoko to Hollinger. Under the net is Dreyer. Bounces it back out to Williams. Back to Dreyer. Dreyer driving under the net. Tries to bounce pass it to the right corner in front of the little bench to Mattson, but ball goes just out of bounds. Charbonneau set to inbound. Substitution as Ian Walters will come on in for Charbonneau.
So the score is 8-7 with just under 30 seconds to play here in this first quarter. Lowell on top by one.
Lowell beating the trap, being quick passes between Baker and Josh Walters as it goes to Ian Walters in front of the Cedar Springs bench in the corner. Josh Walter drives right side, floater, that one's good. 10 seconds remaining the first quarter, 10-7, Lowell lead. Burned it up quickly is Hollinger. Hollinger to Williams. Williams for three in between the corner and the wing, no good. And as time expires, we'll get a shot put up, they say, before time expired, and he was fouled on his way up. So going to the line for two is Dreyer. First foul of the game on Josh Walters and the Lowell Red Arrows. First shot up and no good off the back of the rim for Dreyer. Second shot before the quarter mark. Up and in and out, no good. So end of the first quarter, 10-7. It will be a Lowell lead.
So once again, as Connor said, 10-7 Lowell lead. They did get the bonus at the end, not really able to use it at all as they did not get fouled again. So with this 1 minute break, we're looking at DeCavers currently leading the scoring as he's going to check back into the game. It looks like he's got four on the night, with three is Duran and Baker out of Lowell's 10. So just DeCavers and Baker make up 70% of Lowell's points currently, as the score is 10-7 going into the second period.
Yes, as well, Ian Walters has been playing some good ball in the paint as well. He's a big man down there.
Yeah, Josh Walters, I believe, also has 3 points. He's a sophomore for this Arrow team. He creates good havoc underneath. Will get accumulate some blocks here and there.
Him and Baker are both sophomores. There are two more sophomores on this bench. This is a team that lost a lot of seniors in the offseason. They did have a lot. The rotation really did switch a lot. They had four seniors graduate.
I believe, and all four of those seniors were starters.
Yep.
Two, I believe, for Lowell. As Connor Shotko is going to inbound this one here. It'll get over back to Shotko. Now the three-point shot from the left wing. No good off the back iron. That was from Seth Williams. Seth Williams has all seven of Cedar Springs balls tonight, or points, excuse me, as he gets it underneath, putting up a shot. Was Kane Dreyer, no good. And I believe he's going to the line.
A travel by Dreyer there, the junior.
As Charbonneau trying to get an inbound in, gets it into Duran and Baker in the left corner. Back to Charbonneau right away. Charbonneau has it. He'll get it over to Baker after getting double teamed. Now it's Will Mrozinski, left corner underneath the Cavers, underneath the Will. Or excuse me, that's Ian Walters now. Ian Walters losing it. Not had good ball security tonight is Walters.
His dribbling has been questionable. I think he'll get it together, though. He has had two turnovers off a bad dribble.
It's currently Braden Jacobs, the fifth quarter players in the game, as Seth Williams is going to inbound it to Jacobs with his Connor Shotko. Shotko, left corner. That's Kane Dreyer back to Shotko. Shotko back to Dreyer. Dreyer's going to drive underneath now as he's blocked by two arrows, and this ball's going to try and get to Olenak as Olenak gets it to the shoulder. Back to Shotko. Shotko's shot, no good. As Kane Jari gets the board, puts up a shot, no good.
I think this defense from the Red Arrows, they're playing a lot of men in the paint. It leaves the Red Hawks offense. They should look for more three-point shots. They put up a few, have missed a couple, though. They've not been shooting great from three tonight, but the Red Arrows are leaving that arc wide open.
As Braden Jacobs has it, he'll look to inbound it. As let's go, Arrow chance start here. With the ball, that's Seth Williams with the right wing. He's going to give it to Shotko, top of the key in deep territory. Thought about maybe shooting his Mattson. Mattson dribbles it around. It's going to go back over to the left corner, back to the left wing. Passed around a lot by Cedar Springs. This is Evan Mattson with it. Mattson dribbling around. He'll get it to the left corner. Tries to get it to the left corner. sails it right past Seth Williams. So going out of bounds now, Red Arrows basketball. This is Charbonneau's going to inbound it to DeCavers. As Morgan DeCavers has it covered by Shotco. DeCavers double teamed as he's a big factor by this little team. Underneath Marzinski, catch and shoot, no good. Fighting for his own rebound, goes out of bounds. They'll say last touch by Olenak, senior on the Cedar Springs team.
Red Arrows do retain possession there. Just a reminder, if you're tuning in, 6:32 left in the second quarter, 10-7 Lowell leads.
As Lowell Arrows basketball, as Duran and Baker gets it in, Will Marzinski, left wing, Morgan DeCavers, catch and shoot, top of the key, no good. Rebound goes right into the hands of Baker. He's going to reset himself past the arc, trying to dribble on his man, going to drive in, puts up a good, nice jump shot from the stripe, gets it to go over Merrick Olenak. That's Duran and Baker with two more to his total, 12-7, Arrows on top.
Nice shot from the sophomore from the free throw line on a fadeaway.
Keaton Hellinger has it left corner, get his shot cut. Shotko dribbling around, back over to Mattson. Mattson's going to give it back to Shotko. Shotko back to Mattson. Mattson's going to go underneath, tries to pass it away, and they'll say out of bounds on DeCavers, causing havoc on defense as there's a sub from either team now. It's going to be Thomas Hayes comes in for the Arrows, and Ian Stearns comes in for the Cedar Springs Redhawks. There's now left wing. With it is Williams. He has all seven of their points tonight. Lowell up by 5-12-7. Back to Mattson in the corner. Thought about the shot. He's covered by Ian Walters, the big. Mattson's going to reset. Gets over right wing. Hullinger. Hullinger back to Mattson. Back over the left side. Now for a three-pointer. No good off the back iron. Rebound to Will Marzinski. Hullinger, sophomore, doesn't get it to go. As Marzinski's going to get a wide open little Euro step. Doesn't miss it. Thomas Hayes with the putback. Another putback. Gets it in. DeCavers comes in from out of bounds to try and save it. Ref will say he touched out of bounds. Red Hawks basketball.
A little havoc there. A lot of rebounds by Lowell.
Oh, yeah.
I don't exactly know who was down there in the paint getting that, but someone who had about three rebounds there on their own shots. Very impressive.
As Hullinger has it at the top of the key. He's going to go right side. Stearns calling for a play, so good over back to Mattson. Mattson at the top of the key, right wing is Hullinger. Hullinger underneath, wide open layup, gets it to go. Was Ian Stearns, kind of lost his man there and just find himself a wide open bucket. He's the first one to score tonight other than Seth Williams, as DeCavers has it at midcourt. DeCavers calling for some help. As he's gonna go in, right wing. DeCavers dribbling around on his man. That's Mattson. As DeCavers picks up his dribble, has to give it away. He'll give it to Duran and Baker. Dribbling in, does a little stop. Duran and Baker leads the team with 5 points on the night. As Baker's going to drive in, puts up a little jump shot. No good. As Mattson gets the rebound after the Duran and Baker pull-up jumper. Romero Rosinski fighting to get the ball. They'll say he missed it. Out of bounds on Cedar Springs Arrows basketball.
Either way, great effort from Rosinski trying to get that ball and trying to stop that pass. But either way, a bad pass from Cedar Springs. Lower ball.
As DeCavers will get the inbound now. As he has it on the left wing. He's going to drive in. Looks like he might do it himself. Duran and Baker catching through three. It's online. Gets it to go. Duran and Baker, nice shot from the sophomore. This is Hullinger has it after the Duran and Baker. Nothing but net. He's got eight now. Right corner with it. That's Mattson. Mattson gets it away. Up and in. For Hullinger, getting it to roll just over the front of the rim.
Redhawks have to stop Duran Baker. He's on fire right now. 8 points.
As fifth quarter, Spencer Spike along with Joshua Walters is going to look to check in. DeCavers off the glass. Doesn't get it to go. Rebounding. Going to Hullinger. Hullinger going to bring it up. He's double teamed now. And now someone wide open on the left wing is Ian Stearns. He'll drive in. Try and do it himself. A little fadeaway. He'll actually pass it to Mattson. Mattson at the top of the key. Hullinger. He'll get it back to Stearns. Stearns back to catch and shoot for Hullinger. This ball is just going to sail out of bounds, and it'll say saved. But there will be a push now.
Be a push now on Lowell. See what they call it on.
As the sub whistle was blown, it'll say keep him off.
It'll be on number two, Will Marinsky for Lowell.
As Spencer Spike and Joshua Walters will come in for the Arrows. And Caden Dreyer, along with Merrick Olenak, will come in for the Redhawks.
Deke Evers and Ian Walters will both go off.
As Hullinger is going to look to inbound it, he'll get it in. Thomas Hayes tried to get the block. Accidentally hit the net, but Olenek gets a shot to go as they cut the deficit to two as it's 15-13 on a 6-0 run currently. As he'll get it up to Thomas Hayes, tipped around, goes right back to Olenek on Cedar Springs, bringing it up. Shotko, Euro step on Thomas Hayes, goes for the block, no good. Tipped over to Spencer Spike with the rebound. Spencer Spike can be a lethal shooter if he can get over, get open. Usually tries to get him some plays on the off-ball screens as Joshua Walters dribbling around wearing number 23. Walters spins off the glass, doesn't get it to go. Shot called on the floor as he'll go to the line for two as Walters has three currently on the night.
Lowell is getting out tough down in the paint. This team, this Cedar Springs team is out-rebounding them right now, and they're out-rebounding them badly right now. Joshua Walters, a sophomore, will shoot two. He's already got 3 points on the night.
As Walters' first shot is good off the back rim. Now coming into the game for Cedar Springs, it looks like Seth Williams, starting sophomore. He's got, I believe, 7 on the night currently as Walters' second shot is good. As Keenan Hullinger is going to bring it up, Connor Shotko rolls up by 4. Back over left side. To Seth Williams, back to Hullinger. Hullinger, Williams now, underneath. And that'll be put up by Olenek. No good.
He will be fouled. Olenek, that is, will be fouled. He will shoot two. Josh Walters with the foul.
Looks like the Cavers and Ian Walters are going to check back into this game. Here after... First shot by Olenek is good as Walters will come in for Baker and DeCavers comes in for the other Walters, Joshua Walters.
Both sophomores playing excellent in this first half so far.
As Olenek's second shot is no good. Lowell fighting for their own rebound. They're all on the same team as Rosinski gets it, trying to go coast to coast. Spencer Spike right wing over to Ian Walters. As he'll give it to DeCavers. DeCavers is going to take a deep three left open and no good, but they will say a foul on Ian Walters, I believe, a push.
Down low, yep. It'll be Cedar Springs ball. DeCavers, even if he made that three, would not have counted out with the push down low.
As Coach Brian Powell not really happy about that one, as the score is currently 17-14, low out by 3, as Shotko is going to give it underneath to Olenek. Olenek underneath, back to Shotko, puts up a shot, and they'll say it's blocked from Walters, but foul on Thomas Hayes.
Cedar Springs will shoot two, I believe, this is a shooting foul. With the three throws, that is Connor Shotko, the senior. He will shoot two.
As Connor Shotko's first shot is good, just rolling in. Lowell's going to make no subs, neither will Cedar Springs.
Josh Walters, the young sophomore, already has 5 points in this game, but as well has 2 fouls, so he will check out.
As his second shot is good, as Connor Shotko cuts the lead 17-16 now. Thomas Hayes gets the inbound to Morgan DeCavers. DeCavers trying to get it away. Lowell's got to make sure they don't run out of time, as DeCavers can't do it himself. He's going to get it up the court, just barely to Morgan or Wilm Rosinski. Rosinski, Spencer Spike, pump fake, says he was open, puts up a floater. No good, as maybe it would have been, as maybe blocked a little bit. Spike not happy, as he was open there on the left wing. He can shoot the ball good, as Williams is going to get a shot in the corner for Cedar Springs. No good, rebound goes to... It'll go to Caden Dreyer, passing underneath to Olenek. So Cedar Springs takes the lead, 18-17.
Crazy sequence of events. Spencer Spike passes his own rebound into Olenek's hands, who drives it down the court, passes to wide-open Seth Williams, who misses a three. Olenek picks up the rebound and the score.
As Spencer Spike does a little step-back move, he'll get it over. Thomas Hayes going to take a deep three. Off the back iron and out. Little roll around and out shot. As Keenan Hullinger has it. Hullinger, left side, driving in, putting up a shot off the glass. No good, getting his own rebound. That's Dreyer. Dreyer puts up another shot, blocked by Thomas Hayes. Morgan DeCavers has it now. He's going to almost thought about the pull-up jumpers. DeCavers thought about, as Spencer Spike has it, almost shot the three, loses the ball, goes into the hands of Ian Walters. And they'll give it to DeCavers for three. Doesn't get it to go. Rebounding goes. There's a fight for it. Actually, Spencer Spike almost had it. Also almost having it was Caden Dreyer on that Cedar Springs side. Zola's going to bring it down the court now. Left corner, Williams. Seth Williams thought about it, gets it underneath to Olenek. Olenek spins, puts one up, gets it to go. 20-17, just under 40 seconds to play. So we're down to 35 seconds to play here in this first half as the Cavers is going to bring it up court, and it looks like there's going to be a blocking foul on Caden Dreyer.
The Cavers was the one fouled. I want to say right now that Olenek's doing an amazing job down low. He's out. Ian Walters has a clear size advantage on him, and he's doing a great job to get into him, drive into him, and get those layups down.
As Charbonneau, Duran, and Baker now are checked into this game.
Lowell has indeed lost the three. If you're just tuning in, 32.6 seconds left in the second quarter. 20-17, Cedar Springs leads.
As with it now, it's Duran and Baker at midcourt with 25 seconds to play in this first quarter. Baker has it over to Lucas Charbonneau, dribbling around left side. It's going to reset a little bit. Looking around, he'll get it to DeCavers, off DeCavers' foot. DeCavers fighting for it, and it looked like it. And now with the ball, that's Brandon Jacobs. Goes up, denied by Thomas Hayes, but
they're
going to
call
it
a foul.
With 9 seconds, 9.8 to play.
Got a bit of that wrist, can't do that. It was almost an amazing block. That student section was about to blow up, but it was a foul. And he'll shoot two. Shooting the free throws is
Brandon Jacobs.
He tries to extend the Cedar Springs lead. Now ready to sub in. Number 5, Caden Dreyer for Cedar Springs, and Connor Shilko. They will after this first free throw, I believe. They call a foul on 22, Thomas Hayes, the senior. Some fans not happy about that. It was a late call on who that was on.
As that first shot is good by Brandon Jacobs, fifth quarter player.
Dreyer and Shilko will check in. They will check in for number three, Seth Williams. Just Dreyer will check in
like,
for Seth Williams.
Yeah, it looks like Shilko's probably coming in for the shooter. As Jacobs' second shot is no good. Rebounding, offensive rebound now. Trying to get rid of it. Stolen by, they'll say, it'll go out of bounds now after a fight for it.
They'll see who's got it, and it's Red Arrow ball. Dreyer with the rebound.
Charbonneau fought for after Dreyer's rebound. As it looks like Spike's going to go check into the game. I wonder if...
He's wondering what's going on. He's saying they're going to call... He's going to call off Thomas Hayes. Or nope.
They probably want to get...
He's going to call off
Spike to probably try and take a shot. Thomas Hayes is going to come into the game. DeCavers gets the ball now. 2 seconds left. 2-1. DeCavers, and it is blocked on the shot. Look... online, but going in to the second half, Cedar Springs is going to be up 21-17. We'll be back here in 10 minutes.
That's for the start of the second half, which is going to be starting in about a minute. Taylor tape so far, 21-17, Cedar Springs lead. Taylor tape so far, physicality. Merrick Olenek, the senior, has been outplaying Ian Walters down on the paint. He has 8 so far this game. Ian Walters, who is about 2 to 3 inches taller than him, he has been battling down low with him. He cannot seem to stop him all game. Olenek has been picking up boards left and right. As the three-point shooting for both teams this game has been off, it's been the tail of tape down low, as those are where all the points have been. Both forwards for Lowell, both sophomores, Duran and Baker and Joshua Walters, both have 7. They have been both playing amazing so far. As they're both young sophomores on this team that last year lost 3-4 rotational seniors. So they needed a big pickup from some of their young guys. They have got it, and it's shown through this game. As we're set to start off the second half.
It'll be Lucas Charbonneau for the Lowell Red Arrows to inbound it.
He looked to inbound it to DeCavers. And he will. Behind half court, DeCavers now with it. From the logo, he'll pass it over to Walters. Ian Walters with it now. Over to Duran and Baker. Duran and Baker back to Walters. He's from the three-point line, from the wing, from the left wing. DeCavers will get it stripped from him. Walters tried to pass it behind him. Now with it, Shilko. He'll drive in the lane. He'll shoot it up. Layup, no good. Rebound by Olenek. He'll score it on the putback. As I said before, a great game from him. He continues it with a board and a putback right there. DeCavers with it now. The inbound from Charbonneau. Charbonneau will pass it ahead. It'll get stolen again. Seth Williams with that one. Now Shilko with it. Shilko, right wing. We'll pass it over to Seth Williams. Seth Williams now over to Hollinger. Hollinger with it. He's got Shoko on his right. He's from the point. Hollinger over to Shoko. Shoko looking at traffic. He'll pass it back to Hollinger from the point. Now back to Shoko from the right wing. Shoko with it from the point. He'll pass it back to Seth Williams. Seth Williams will be looking. They have this ball for a long time. Passing it down low. It will not connect. Olenek with the pickup. Ball was around. He scores it. Nice little shot there. About a, I'd say, nine-footer. I don't know. Now with it, Charbonneau. Charbonneau pushing it up the court. He'll pass over to Durandon Baker. Durandon Baker will take it past half court. Durandon Baker with it now, dribbling. He'll shoot from free throw line, and he will miss it. Now with it, Hollinger. Hollinger driving to the left. He'll pass it back to Dreyer. Now back to Hollinger. He'll miss a three. Rebound, Olenek tussling around for it. Olenek will come out with it. Now Hollinger for three. He'll miss it. Top of the iron there. He did not get it.
Foul called, and that'll go on Olenek for the he shoves Charbonneau out of the way for the rebound.
Charbonneau will inbound it to Dekevers. Dekevers will pass it back to Charbonneau. Charbonneau surveying traffic, trying to get a pass. 10-second violation. He's trying to watch out for that. He'll pass it ahead to number two, Morzenik, who will lose it. It'll be Cedar Springs ball. He looked like he had that lined up and everything. He just missed it. Charbonneau's a little bit agitated here as he's counting out. He's telling his people, get open, man. You got to get open. He's looking forever for a pass. Now Hollinger with it from the point. He'll pass it over to the left wing to Shoko. Now Shoko with it. He'll pass it back to Steams. Steams down low. He cannot get with connect with Olenek. Now it's Dekevers. Dekevers pushing the floor. My bad. Dekevers. Walters with it in the post. He'll drive on Olenek. Walters will get, they'll call it jump ball
after Walters tried to go up with it. It'll be Cedar Springs possession.
Shotko will inbound it to Hollinger. Hollinger now with it. He's surveying from the point. He'll pass it over to Shotko. Hollinger with it. He'll pass it over to Steams. Cedar Springs taking their sweet time, passing around the ball. Seth Williams now down to the post to Olenek, and he will be fouled down there by Ian Walters.
As Will Smith sets to check in, he will for for Lucas Charbonneau.
Coach Powell trying to put some more size in this court. So Will Smith will check in for the first time today. Inbound to Shotko. Shotko in the post looking. Fires it over to Seth Williams. Seth Williams driving in. Can't get it. Rebound. Picked up by Will Smith. He gets in. He gets a rebound right off the rip. Good defense. Dekevers with it. From the point, it'll be a foul down low, I believe. It'll be on
offensive foul on Ian Walters. He'll check out for his brother, Josh Walters.
The young sophomore has 5 points paired with his other sophomore teammate, Durandon Baker, who as well has eight. Now with it, Hollinger. Hollinger at the point. Over to Shotko. It's on the left wing. Over to Williams. That'll be poked away and tried to be saved by Will Smith. It will not. It will stay with Cedar Springs as Will Smith touched that out of bounds.
Yeah, he got in the way of the pass and tipped it out of bounds. Tried to save it, but was on the line when he dove out to make a play on it.
Still great effort. Hollinger now. Pass it to Shotko. Moving around in the post. He'll pass it over to Steams. Shotko with it. Left wing. He'll pass it down to Olenek, who's triple teamed. Got that pass there, but he'll be fouled.
That's the Arrows' third with 4:40 to play in the third
Hollinger
quarter.
Hollinger over to Seth Williams for three. Off the left iron. Rebound, Red Arrows. Now pushing the court, Durandon Baker. Durandon Baker driving through contact, and it'll be an offensive foul.
Setting the feet was Ian Stearns, and he draws the charging foul. That's the Arrows' fourth now with 4:30 to play in the third quarter.
Mattson will inbound. He'll heave it over to Hollinger. Hollinger now with it. Duran and Baker guarding. It'll be picked off by Muronsko. He's looking with it. Down to Will Smith, who will lay it in for the bucket. Will Smith, 2 points and a rebound already. Cedar Springs will be pushing the floor early, though. Here comes Hollinger in this Red Hawks offense. Hollinger with it over to Mattson. Mattson with it, surveying. Hollinger now. He'll pass it over to Mattson with the shot, and it goes through. That's a three-pointer for Mattson and Cedar Springs as they push the lead to 9 with 3:55 left in the third quarter.
And after that shot, they call a partial timeout with 3:55 to go in the third quarter. It's a 28-19 lead for Cedar Springs over the Lowell Red Arrows. As you're listening to the Red Arrow Network, as the Arrows got a turnover on that last possession by Will Mrozinski, jumping up to intercept the pass and then got the assist on a cutting Will Smith. He got down right into the block for an easy two. They're going to need to consistently find those fast break points to get a bit of a run going here and find themselves back in this game.
As well, they do have 4 fouls. They do not want to get into the bonus here late in the game, or give Cedar Springs the bonus, that is. Lowell has possession, down by 9, 3:55 left in the third quarter. Mrozinski with it now. He'll give it to Dry Evers. Dry Evers with it now. Left wing. Driving in, shot from the post. He'll miss it off top, bottom iron. Rebound by number 0, Shotko for Cedar Springs. He's pushing the floor. He's got it from the point. Over to Stearns. Shot from 3 for Williams. No good. Tipped out, and that'll be Red Arrow ball, they'll say. I think it was swatted out by Ian Stearns.
Mrozinski was going after it, but afterwards Mattson tipped it right at the end of that play, and that's where they get it for Lowell possession.
Thomas Hayes with the inbound. He'll give it to Dyke Evers. We'll pass it back to Thomas Hayes. Thomas Hayes pushing the floor. He'll long pass over to Will Smith on the other side of the court. Dye Evers down to, I believe that is Josh Walters, who will make the bucket. Great play from the sophomore. Shotko with it over to Stearns. Stearns back to Shotko. Shotko over to Mattson. Mattson over to Williams. Williams now. Fade. He does not get it to go. Duran and Baker with the rebound. Baker now. Pushing the floor. From the point. Makes a move. Goes right. Shot from the post. Is good from Duran and Baker, the sophomore. That's his 10th point of the game. He hits double digits. Now Shotko with it. He passes it over to Stearns. Shotko from three-point land. Surveying the floor. Down low to Olsen. Olsenik. And he'll make it. That is his 13th point of the game. He's in double digits as well.
That shot was over Josh Walters. Puts it to a 7-point game. Cedar Springs leads with 2:20 to play.
Dyke Evers now. Pass down to Walters. Back to Duran and Baker from three-point line. He's driving. Shot from the post. Off the iron. Now rebound. Tussle for it. Olsenik will come away with it. Now pass ahead, a lawn football pass. It goes all the way out the doors of this arena. It'll be low ball, I believe. Inbounding it will be number 22, Thomas Hayes.
2:05 to go in the third quarter. Still a 7-point game.
Dyke Evers with it. He'll pass it ahead to Duran and Baker. Baker with it. Baker from the point. He's looking. He'll give it to Dyke Evers. Dyke Evers with it. Over to Will Smith. Will Smith driving. Passing it back to Baker. It'll get picked off by Shotko. Shotko now pushing it. He's driving into the paint. Passes it back to Hollinger for 3. No good. He had a good wide open shot. He just missed it. Will Smith now up to Dyke Evers. Dyke Evers now pushing the floor at the point again. Will Smith. Now with it, Hollinger. Over to Shotko. Shotko, right wing. over to Dreyer. Dreyer, a lot of contact, no call there. It'll be stripped away by Thomas Hayes. Thomas Hayes now gives it to Dyke Evers. Back to Baker. Baker for three, no good. Rebound by Dreyer. Dreyer up to Chaco, who lays it in. And one. That'll push the lead to nine, pending the free throw. Could make it a 11-point or 10-point game. Again, thank you for tuning into the Red Arrows Network. Just to remind you, 59 seconds left in the third quarter. 32-23 is the score. Cedar Springs leads. With the free throw, Shotko to make it a three-point play. He makes it. 10-point lead now into double digits for the Red Hawks.
As Ty Lawson and Seth Williams will check into the game for Cedar Springs.
Will Smith will inbound it to Thomas Hayes. Thomas Hayes now. He's got an edge on his man. He passes over to Josh Walters. Josh Walters back to Baker. Baker for three. No good. Rebound by Thomas Hayes. Thomas Hayes now down low in the paint. And that'll be they'll call it a jump ball. Possession to Lowell there.
Just Hayes went up for the shot, not able to bring the ball with him. His arm stayed down, and that's where the jump ball comes.
Baker with the inbound. Baker now over to Will Smith, who timeout called by Lowell, I believe.
Yeah, as soon as the inbound was caught by Will Smith, they call the they do not call the timeout there. They just weren't ready for something, as there's 41.5
Baker,
seconds to play.
This time will inbound it to Owen Newland. Newland with it. Passing it down low, try to get it to Thomas Hayes. Thomas Hayes, desperation, throws it back to Josh Walters, who will be fouled on his way up. No good is the shot, though. He'll shoot two with 32.1 left in this third quarter. A little bit of chaos there after that whistle on the inbound. Walters, the young sophomore, has seven points. He will miss his first.
A 10-point game. Cedar Springs has the advantage in this one, up 33-23.
Walters trying to make at least one of two, and he will. Makes it 8 points on the night for him. And now Hollinger with it. He's surveying traffic from the logo. Baker guarding him. He'll pass it over to Shotko. Shotko passes back to Hollinger. They're taking their sweet time with it. They're trying to get the last shot of this quarter. Hollinger with it now. Pass it back to Shotko. Shotko looking. Pass it back to Hollinger. Hollinger now from the left side. Pass it over to Madison. Down low to Olsenik. He will not let it get it to go. Josh Walters now trying to get a desperation shot. Passes up to Duran and Baker, who will not get the shot off in time, and it is no good anyway. To go into the fourth quarter, it is 33-24. Cedar Springs leads.
As they will reset, give it a minute here before the fourth quarter gets underway, as in the bonus there during that third quarter was eventually Cedar Springs. They have a 9-point advantage here heading into the fourth quarter, where the Arrows are going to need to go on a run, start playing stronger defensively. They're running the 1-2-2 zone, trying to get something to go. Couldn't do so, but have kept Olenek out of that paint there for in that third quarter for the most part, minus a few possessions.
Yes, a lot more shooting this time this quarter. Down low, Ian Walters did sub out. Lowell was playing better defense down low. They held Olsenik to about only 4 points that quarter. When he was on a dominant stretch in the first half, he had 8 points.
As now the five for the Arrows will be led out by Morgan DeCavers. Will Mrozinski walks out as well, but it'll be Shotko, Connor Shotko, the senior, to inbound it. He looks for Keenan Hollinger, and he will walk it up to the logo. Gets over the stripe and takes it down to the near wing. Hollinger gets a screen from Olenek. Down on the pick and roll, Olenek on the block. He kicks it out over to Mattson. Mattson drives down to where Olenek just was. And he finds a cutting Seth Williams for an easy layup to make it an 11-point game as DeCavers gets the inbound. He's going coast to coast. Gets fouled and gets the and one. It's a 3-point play as DeCavers gets the inbound. Saw the lane on the far side of the court and takes advantage of it and comes down into the block at the end and gets the foul, draws the foul while making the shot.
A nice hustle there, taking initiative.
That was Shotko with the foul as DeCavers drills the free throw. It's now an 8-point game, 35-27, 7:30 to go in the game as the trap comes. Unsuccessful as Seth Williams gets an open look three because of it, and it goes. Once again, an 11-point game. You get three, we'll take it right back if you're going to give us that kind of look. As DeCavers gets a screen from Ian Walters, Lucas Charbonneau drives into the paint, gets an easy two on the floater, was found on the far corner. He's found down low at the best, though, and he drives in, takes his 2 points. As Hollinger has it over half court for Cedar Springs. As now getting it is Williams at the near wing. He finds Olenek down low, but Olenek can't get the shot to fall with 6:45 to go in the game now. It's still a 9-point game, 29-38. Lucas Charbonneau gets it off of a loose ball that multiple defenders and arrows we're going after as Ian Walters now resets things back up top. Finds a cutting Durant and Baker. Finds the right side of the paint. A right-handed layup easily goes. It's now a 7-point game with 6:24 to go as the trap comes. Unsuccessful once again, and Keenan Hollinger passes it up to Evan Mattson. As now Shotko gets it and sets the offense in motion here as Hollinger gets it back at the far wing. Hands this one off to Seth Williams. Gives it right back to Hollinger. Down low to Olenek. Nearly out of bounds. Keeps his feet down with the toe touch. And then gives it right back. A give and go. Olenek is fouled on the shot. Doesn't get it to go. So he'll have two at the line with 5:58 to go in the fourth quarter.
Logan going to have to try and keep this momentum up. Hopes he misses at least one. And then just quickly get back down there before Cedar Springs can apply any sort of trap.
As first Olsen. One is good, as now checking into the game will be Ian Stearns, or they call the Cedar Springs will call a timeout before the second one, icing their own free throw shooter here.
Don't see that normally.
They're just going to take a look here and try and set the defense up before the next possession, as it's a 8-point game with 50 seconds left in this timeout, as it was a full timeout.
Now for some of our WRWW sponsors. We have Green Ridge Realty, Benton Baker Auto, Lowell Charter Township, Heidi's Farm Stand and Bakery, and Mercantile Bank. Thank you for sponsoring WRWW, and you are listening to the Red Arrow Network.
As the Arrows got a couple of fast breaks in these first early minutes of this fourth quarter, where they've brought it back to where it was to end it. They've got to be able to get a few stops on defense where it turns into points. They're going to have to go on a run at some point. You can't trade points here because that's just going to lead to you ending up short of where you need to be. And you got to save fouls here. They just took one with 2:02 off of the fourth quarter. You're going to want to save those if you need them later in the game, because fouls come down to it. They start taking free throws. It's a little easier game for them. As the second one, in and out, but it'll be a Cedar Springs offensive board, and Olenek doesn't get it to go on the layup. And now DeCavers takes it the other way, finds Mrozinski, but it's passed behind him, and it'll be Cedar Springs ball as Thomas Hayes checks in for Lucas Charbonneau.
Looked promising. Lowell had a 3-on-2 fast break. Just not able to gain composure and get it to where it's supposed to be as full court defense is applied.
Instant pass into Shatko. Shatko will hand it off to Hollinger. Hollinger will walk it up on the far side of the court. Gets over half court, finds himself back at the top of the key, and then passes it to Stearns. Stearns back to Williams. Williams gives it to Shatko at the near wing, drives down to the block and gets into the mid-range, and jump ball is called. Possession arrow in the Arrows. Rosinski gets in and steals a possession for the Arrows with 5:25 to go in the fourth quarter. It's an 8-point game. Arrows trying to cut this lead down another possession as DeCavers brings it up. He takes it back out at the top of the key. Acts like he's going to drive down. Finds a cutting Rosinski, but baseline cut unsuccessful. And now Hollinger will slow things down. Charbonneau looks to check back in as coming down baseline cut unsuccessful. Looking for the pass out was Stearns, and it gets sent out of bounds. And now Charbonneau will check in for DeCavers. This is one of the tallest lineups you'll see from the Arrows here. As now Olenek gets the inbound and an instant pass to Seth Williams. His three is on the iron and bounces out. So it'll go the Arrows' way after a Durand and Baker rebound. He gets it, takes it to the top of the key, kind of dribbling around. 4:45 to go in the game now. Charbonneau gets it over to Mrozinski in the far corner. Kicked back to Ian Walters. Ian Walters holds onto it. Now dribbles around. Olenek covering. Durand and Baker, deep three off the mark. And remains an 8-point game with 4:30 to go. It's Hollinger who will walk this one up slowly and stop after just crossing the half-court stripe. Shatko gets the pass eventually, and then it is instantly kicked over to Stearns. Stearns gives it right back to Hollinger, who slows things down again. Seth Williams this time gets it and does the same thing, just on the opposite side of the court. This now he'll walk back to the top of the key, lose possession before it was caught at the corner, and it will be an official timeout here. They will call it out of bounds. The far official did. The near official didn't see it because it didn't happen. And the coach Jason Mergel did not like that call, as now it's Arrows ball. Will Smith has it top of the key. Hands it off to Lucas Charbonneau at the far wing. Charbonneau got to the free throw stripe before stopping and passing it out to Will Smith. Will Smith hands it off to Durand and Baker. Durand and Baker spin turnaround fade in the mid-range. Doesn't go, but Charbonneau with the rebound. Will Smith kick out corner three. Nothing but net. It's now a 5-point game. And it'll be a partial timeout by the Arrows after the 3-point shot is made by Will Smith. Puts him up to 5 on the day. And with 3:30 to go, it's a two-possession game. A little sloppier on the offensive side of things in that last 2.5 minutes, but able to cut the lead down to 5, make it a two-possession game, and put yourself in a spot where you need to be, because you still got your 4 fouls. You still got 4 of your fouls where you can go and before you even see the free throw line. So you can take advantage of that if you need to, but there's still plenty of time where you don't have to get into foul trouble yet.
And if it's only a 5-point game, that's just 2 threes to take the lead or a 3 and a layup, and you're right back in this. So it's just, and with 3:30 left, really no need at all to rush it, as you said.
Seth Williams gets that on the inbound, gets it to Shatko. Full court press. Not a trap here by the Arrows, just man on man right now. Able to press it over half court is Shatko. And that is a foul on Charbonneau. What were we saying they did not need to do? They get the blocking foul, as it looked like he was putting the pressure on, and then all of a sudden he just lost it after Shatko looked like he mishandled it. It works out for him eventually, as that's the second foul for the Arrows as Shatko gets it again. Trap placed, unsuccessful, as Hollinger gets it on the kickout pass. Down low to Olenek, unsuccessful. Thomas Hayes knocks it out. It remains a five-point game with 3:13 to go now. As Hullinger will set to inbound, finds Olenek at the far corner. Top of the key, Seth Williams gets it and instantly gives it to Mattson. Mattson over to Shotko. Shotko back to Hullinger, who sets up at the top of the key and slows things down, takes a little time off, and will continue to do so. Goes back and forth from wing to wing, hands it off to Williams. Williams follows suit, sets up, trap comes by DeCavers, unsuccessful, and now the kick out across. Open look for Shotko, but he'll hold on it and drain more clock. And trap placed again, unsuccessful, and timeout called by Cedar Springs because, oh man, the Arrows had some pressure there on defense. They had placed a successful trap in the corner, unsuccessful trap, which led to a slowed possession. But then two successful traps come back to back in that far corner, and they got to use a timeout so they don't draw the over and back.
Mm-hmm. Nice job, Arrows, just doing what they need to do, not getting that foul yet, as they still have two fouls to work with. Third foul would start the bonus. .39-34, 2:35 remaining in the fourth quarter as Lowell has the five-point deficit against Cedar Springs, looking to get their first conference victory.
As the Let's Go Arrows chant starts back up here as a play, Thomas Hayes tries to tip the inbound pass to Hullinger, unsuccessful. 2:30 to play now. Hayes, man-on-man defense and an attempted steal. They will call the foul on Thomas Hayes. Looked like it could have been on DeCavers there just based on when it was called and what DeCavers. DeCavers had a swipe at it, unsuccessful. Thought it might have been that. Instead, it goes on Hayes, his third foul.
DeCavers, no fouls yet in this game.
As tip pass on the inbound, Hayes gets it, but he couldn't get control. And Hayes able to, and now a jump ball will be called. It'll be Cedar Springs possession after Mrozinski fell on it, but loose ball after loose ball, they're not able to fully control it. Hayes got the tip pass. He was falling though and couldn't dribble, so he tried to pass it behind him thinking it was a Lowell guy there. Instead, it's a Cedar Springs defender, and now an easy inbound pass and an instant foul on Thomas Hayes. That's the team's fourth. The complete opposite of what I said they had time to do. They've just used a minute and 16 of this clock that we've last talked about, and they are now up to four fouls. The next one will send it to the stripe with 2:14 to play. And sure enough, Lucas Charbonneau with the foul on Connor Shotko. Shotko will now be shooting at the line as set to check in to the game is Ian Stearns. The first of two, front iron, backboard, front iron again, and falls. 6-point game. This is to make it a 3-possession game now. Unless you see a rare 4-point play, which not expecting that one as the second one in and out off the right iron and rolls around before falling out. DeCavers gets the rebound and drives in. Kick out to Baker. Baker for three. Front iron, no good. Gets his own miss though. Out to Will Smith for three. Off the left iron and Olenek gets the rebound with under two to play now. Shotko has it. DeCavers tries to steal it. It's tipped out. It'll be Arrows ball. Shotko lost control of it, thinking that was his after DeCavers tipped it out. Instead, it's not fully possessed. He still had control of it until after it goes out of bounds. So it's Arrows ball. DeCavers has it over half court at the three-point stripe. Now drives to the elbow. He puts up a shot, front iron and out. And it'll go the other way with a minute 30 to go now. Shotko gets it over the half-court line by passing it up to Williams. And Williams will pass it to Mattson before a timeout by Cedar Springs. This one is a full timeout with a 6-point lead, under two to go now, and they'll be at the free throw stripe from any foul here. Cedar Springs will, as they used them too fast. They started at fouling above the 3-minute mark. You didn't have to do that. You were playing good enough defense to hold on and just collapse down, and you were playing well on the perimeter. You were forcing turnovers, and then instead you instantly start fouling, and now you're going to be stuck with any foul for 2 minutes, or just shy of 2 minutes, leading to a should-be 2 points.
And then also forcing down on their own side, forcing shots that, quite frankly, didn't need to be forced. They just would maybe complete one or two more passes. So they had Cedar Springs scrambling on some of them that they could have gotten a more open shot that probably would have landed. .125 remaining in the fourth quarter, 6-point Lowell deficit.
As the inbound goes to Shotko, he'll break the line to stop that 10-second violation. Trap comes, and foul called on DeCavers. As there's his first, doesn't matter on the team as they're at the line. Shotko will shoot two.
Powell not happy with that. I was maybe thinking it was intentional, but Powell saying they weren't.
The first one rolls around, takes about four hops on that iron before falling. As checking out is Hollinger, checking in Stearns. A 7-point game, looking to make it 8 with a minute 16 to go. Shot goes second, falls, and DeCavers pressing the issue. Drives into the paint and slips, and it goes Cedar Springs' way now, and Shotko hitting the back of the head and then fouled by DeCavers again. His second, a minute 5 to go. This was to make it a 10-point game or a 4-possession lead. One of them would make it a 3-3s. The second one make it a 4-possession lead.
Shotko, his first shot, no good off the back iron. 105 remaining in the fourth quarter, 42-34 Cedar Spring lead.
The second one, nothing but net. It's now a 9-point game. Cedar Springs in control as Mrozinski gets it. Top of the key, works back down low into the paint, finds an open look, over too much power on it. And they'll say it remains here at the for the Arrows possession.
And Stearns just stepped out trying to go for the rebound. His back foot kind of dragged that baseline.
Spencer Spike checks in for Will Mrozinski. DeCavers gets the inbound over to Spike. Spike for three. Front iron, but the putback shot by Charbonneau is good. It's a 7-point game with 45.7 to go, and we'll have another full timeout.
For more of our WRWW sponsors, we have Kathy and Gary Kemp, Raised Up LLC, My Hometown Furnishing, Bernard's Ace Hardware, and Michael Curtis Farm Bureau Insurance Agency. Thank you for sponsoring WRWW, and you are listening to the Red Arrow Network. 6-point game, less than a minute remaining in this fourth quarter. One foul only on Cedar Springs, 5 on Lowell. Lowell bring this game pretty close as it just they were had momentum going with about 4 minutes remaining in this quarter. Just lost a lot of it and through unnecessary fouls and lots of stalling by Cedar Springs. Just not able to close the gap. As 10 seconds remain, the timeout is that two teams will separate from the respective benches. It will be Cedar Springs ball following the putback by Charbonneau.
Matson is set to inbound the full court press. And Olenek will get it. Trap comes, and Trap is successful. And now at the last second, it gets over to Mattson. And then another pass to Hollinger before finally getting over half court thanks to Shotko. Shotko is trapped, but blocking foul seems to be the call. And sure enough, DeCavers gets another one. And Shotko will go back to the line with 30.8 to play in the fourth quarter. It's a 7-point game.
First shot is up and good. 8-point game with 30.8 seconds remaining in the fourth.
The second one from Shotko. No good off the right iron and bounces around up there before not falling. DeCavers gets it. Cutting Charbonneau. Kicked out to Mrozinski. One more pass though to Baker. In and out three-pointer. And now a pass to Walters. Nobody home. Shotko will put up a shot. Doesn't get it to go, but the putback shot by Williams falls. It's now an 8-point game with four to play. DeCavers puts up a layup that falls, but that'll be all she wrote. And Cedar Springs, the Red Hawks, will come out on top by 10. It was a final score of Cedar Springs 46, Lowell Red Arrows 36.